hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, Shortwave Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is a Wednesday, folks, 3rd of October, 2007. And in a few minutes, I'm going to bring up L.B. Bork. There's some important stuff I want to talk to him about. Sent me an email. Appreciate that. All right. So what should we back the new currency with? How about coffee beans? Mikey, I know you're listening. I'm sitting here and I'm just rolling. I'm just howling at the moon here. At any rate, a lot of interesting things going on. A lot of good stuff going on. Well, I won't say necessarily good stuff. It's going to be the fun thing to try to undo it. They're talking about secession again, and I'd heard this argument before, and where it came from was, I think it was the League of the South, if I'm not mistaken. I'll do the story here as a setup for this in a few minutes. And also, the weak dollar. When I had Bob Chapman on yesterday, I asked him the specific question, what we see the banks doing right now, the corporations doing, is all this designed to drive the United States into the ground in order to form a more perfect world union? You know, the globalist society's idea of nirvana. And he definitely, positively said, yes, it is. And the weaker dollar out there is allowing companies to come in and buy up U.S. corporations, companies, U.S. assets. And I hearken back to the executive order that Daddy Bush signed on April 30th. He should have done it on April 1st of 1992. And that was to allow the government. It was a privatization initiative. Now, Japan just privatized its postal service. There has been rumor that the United States Post Office, I mean, what's mail now for a stamp? 40 cents, 42 cents, something like that? You know, I mean, they just can't get the mail there on time with the money that people are spending for postage. So there had actually been discussion about selling off the United States Post Office to a private entity. I mean, who better to do it than, say, FedEx or UPS? You know, they get the stuff there on time. But the problem is that it would be not a separate entity, corporation per se. It would be in bed with the Fed. And that is corporatism, as Mr. Mussolini had said before they strung him up in Italy. That is fascism. So Daddy Bush set the stage for what we're seeing right now. See, it wouldn't have been practical before, folks, to come in and try to buy anything up with the currencies from other countries because it was weak against the dollar. It would have cost them too much money to buy into the American dream. Well, now it's going to be easier than ever, especially Bernanke, and I'm expecting him to do this in about 6 weeks, 8 weeks maximum, to lower the Fed rate again to 4.25%. We're already on par with the Canadian loonie, for gosh sakes. We'll be right back on the other side with L.B. Bork. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The clause in the Constitution supports that each state, nation, and if you've not heard the news, folks, every one of our states is an independent nation, or it should be, and we're kind of loosely confederated here, and we call ourselves the United States, with a small u, not the corporate capital U, and we each have our own constitutions. They have been changed somewhat since 1800s. But the FedGov has climbed entirely out of its box. And being that we're sovereign nations, confederated and under a federal government, you can see where the problems come up. And I've got L.B. Bork on. I haven't had him on in quite a while. Good afternoon, L.B. How you doing?
How are you doing, John? I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. I missed that music. It gives me goosebumps.
We've got a slight problem here in this country. They're talking about secession, and some of the... Now, this is kind of bizarre. The Middlebury Institute and the League of the South, they're hosting a secessionist convention. It starts today in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And this worries me. I've had people on before from the aforementioned here, the League of the South, and we talked about secession before, and I just flat out told them, I said, you know, I don't think this is a good idea, because you have the FedGov at your front door, and you got Mexico at your back door. I don't think this is the time to start carving up the country. And I think we can peacefully coexist with the FedGov as long as we can put this jack-in-the-box back in the box from whence it came. If they'll pay attention to the Constitution and quit operating as a democracy and passing statutes or codified laws or policy or whatever you want to call it that they use to skirt their constitutional duty, you know, why do they raise their hands to the Constitution and swear to it if they're just going to get in office and just trash it? And LB, my take on this has always been at the state level, seeing how we're independent nation states, and we should determine who comes in on our turf and trying to do whatever they're doing. I have a problem with this, but now I'm starting to see the secessionist stuff come back. And instead of the states, the respective states, or the respective nations, if you will, get together and say, you know what? We know where the enemy lives. It lives in 11 square miles in the District of Criminals. And rather than run from that, let's get together and just go in there and beat them up a little bit and put them back in their place. I see the secessionist thing as running away from the problem, not solving it.
I would have to agree with that. And that's a problem with most people today. I don't think they know what they want. And for the same stated reasons, I agree that it's a very bad idea to secede at this time. And people have to come down to a point where they have some principles. And, of course, you know, we've seen the destruction of the Indian nations on this continent, et cetera, et cetera. And you got to draw your line in the sand, so to speak, and determine what's right and what's wrong. Of course, I've taken the stance that the union is a good thing, and I think it should stay together. But exactly mirroring what you said, I agree with you 100%. That's why I drew my line in the sand. Well, we got to beat them back into the box.
And everything is business. I mean, the federal government is a corporation. The state,
it always was.
And the state is now a corporation.
Yes.
The counties are corporations. The cities and the communities and the townships are corporations. And they all have their little representative board there. I mean, this is really what drives me up a wall, that you create an entity that you can use to trounce people's liberty and freedom,
yes,
as defined by the Constitution. And this absolutely drives me up a wall. I mean, the police, you know, they'll come out and say, well, it's department policy.
Policy, right.
Excuse me? What policy? How does that square with the Constitution? Well, it's policy. And they'll do any damn thing they want to until you take them to court and challenge them and
right.
beat the snot out of them.
Exactly. And I've noticed that, and that's been one of my gripes. When I got into this 15 years ago, I said, there's law here. They say we're ruled by the rule of law, and, well, I believe they're supposed to follow it. And just like you said, once you take them into court and beat them up a little bit, that tends to work sometimes. But en masse, it's not working because not enough people are doing that. And I don't know if you've seen the recent councilman beating in Indiana. Did you see that video, or maybe your audience did?
No, I didn't.
Well, here's a prime example of these, I call them little dictators. They're these people that work for government are all little dictators. They're little dictators at the DMV office or department, all the way up to, of course, the president. He's the big dictator. But anytime you mention law to these people, they get all bent out of shape. This councilman in Indiana, they were having budget problems. And I don't know the guy's name offhand, but just do a Google search on Indiana councilman beat up by a police officer. You should get something. But this guy was recommending to the city via the city council to to get rid of the police department, which is probably a bad thing.
Well, we'll clarify those points later, but for the sake of the story, go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, the next week, he asked to speak. Of course, he's a council member. And he said, pursuant to these, the guy that was running the meeting said, you have 1 minute. And he goes, that's not what our charter says or the rules say. And this guy got really belligerent. You're out of here. Get him out of here kind of attitude. And that's what happened. And once they left the room, you could see it just barely off camera. It was filmed.
So the cop went ape on the guy?
The cop beat the hell out of him.
Now, that's one time that I'm all for police brutality. As long as the corporation entities are fighting each other. You know, you said about the police. And, you know, folks, and a lot of cops listen to this show. And a lot of them understand exactly what I'm saying. And some of them do not. But for the sake of those that do not, let me give you a clue here. You're a corporate Keystone Coffer cop, okay? You're working for the corporation. They're telling you at your morning lineup, you ever wondered why you're fashioned after the military? First off, okay, you're there to take orders. You collect your paycheck. Now, I don't know if they still make the cops swear to the Constitution as they take their job, but that's what you are. You're hired guns for the corporation to keep the peace. And however they deem, whatever law comes down the pike, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, nobody in this country is obligated to enforce law in violation of the supreme law, and that's the Constitution.
Or the paramount law, which is God's law.
There you go. There you go.
That's interesting. I bring that point up to a lot of people. Notice the Constitution says paramount or supreme law. Paramount is above supreme. So they didn't even overstep their bounds in that respect when they wrote the Constitution.
Oh, but now we got separation of church and state. So
No, it's all the same.
Leave that Holly Bibble stuff out of it. Because people, the ACLU will climb down your throat over that deal.
Yeah. They're mentioning my new book.
Well, good.
Not in a good way.
Yeah. My ACLU friends, most people think as the vanguards for liberty.
No. It's the opposite.
and they're the imminent front. They're the damage control people. But they're lawyers, number one. You know, I mentioned this on the show the other day, and I don't think people understood it, that we used to have a 13th Amendment that forbade anybody taking a public office that was a lawyer.
Oh, and listen to this one. One of my people in Iowa that I work with, he recently found that they could not refer to themselves as esquires in the 1850s period of time. So that was part of this nobility thing they were trying to keep out of the states here. Of course, it snuck back in after the Civil War.
After Reconstruction, yeah.
Yeah, some so-called Reconstruction.
But most people are not aware that the original 13th Amendment stated that you could not have a title of nobility, like lawyer, esquire, whatever, and take a public office. What do we have in Washington, D.C. right now?
The lawyers. Esquires.
Yeah, we got the lawyers. Drafting stuff, and I'm not saying all lawyers are bad, because I got a couple lawyers on this network that I think they're pretty good people.
Sure.
But these people are the manipulators. These are the people that will try to skirt law with newfound law, with codified or statutory or, one of my favorites is universal commercial code. I call it universal. It's uniform. But to them, it's universal.
Sure.
The UCC. There have been so many mechanisms put in place, these rules and regulations, that when you boil it down, it's really not law at all. And it's contrary, much of it's contrary to the Constitution. You know, this is the back that we've got to break. And it's not going to be an easy thing to do. I mean, LB, how many years did we see people out there going, well, we know we got a de facto government, so we're going to put in the de jure?
Well, but no one's working together.
Well, they would elect governors, and they would elect this and elect that. And okay, where's your officialdom? Why can't you walk in and throw the people that are in the de facto government out of their offices and sit down and take over? We'll be back with L.B. Bork right after this.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Are back. LB, I've been kind of all over the map here, but this will center back in to the original intent of having you on this program. The issue of nationals and citizens of the United States at birth. When we are born into our respective nation states, most people would say, well, where were you born? Well, I was born in Ohio, or I was born in Pennsylvania, or I was born in California, or wherever. If you were born in this country, what are you a citizen of?
That's a good question, and it's so deep and ridiculous. You were talking about the lawyers' problems and them making up rules. I was talking to someone yesterday about this, and a lot of these patriot types out there don't take the time to study the proper law. There's all these theories that bounce around which do us no good, or misinterpretations of law. And he was complaining, or he's saying that government's a legal fiction. I go, no, that's not true. you have creations of God and then creations of man. If you want to look at it that way, maybe government is a fiction in God's world, but that's not what legal fiction means. Okay, a legal fiction is a presumption of law presumed by a judge that something you're doing is has transpired. For instance, you mentioned birth in the States. Well, we have a de facto government. That birth certificate you get with that from that state is technically title, okay? They're titling you to the birth in that de facto state. So technically that would make you a citizen of that state. But because of this 14th Amendment quagmire that's been created, we have a big mess. And the most interesting thing I can point out today is the Selective Service letter that's going out to 18-year-olds. And I'm just going to read this paragraph, and it shows you this mess that they created, or generalities, or I call it gray area, that is created. Second paragraph in the letter. Failure to register with a Selective Service is a federal crime punishable by fine and imprisonment. Men who fail to register may be unable to obtain U.S. citizenship and are not eligible for certain federal benefits such as job training, student financial aid, and government employment. So wait a minute. The 14th Amendment and the intent is that Blaine quote is said, says we're U.S. citizens at birth. So what are they saying? You're not able to obtain U.S. citizenship, but yet they have the right to prosecute you. That sounds like a big gray black hole to me. And this is a game they play in the legal fictions that are created and has perpetuated this legal system beyond any point of any sane recognition. And it's all due to the 14th Amendment system.
The 14th Amendment,
I call it the Red Amendment.
There you go.
Yeah. And we'll get into that later.
Yeah, the 14th Amendment says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Now, wait a minute. It just said all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof.
It's up to interpretation.
Are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States. Now there they say citizens of the United States, not citizens of the state. Nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property. By the way, the original pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It wasn't happiness, folks. It was property. But they changed that.
Yes.
Now, without due process of law, nor deny to any person within that jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Now, that all sounds fine and dandy until you come to the point of when they say are citizens of the United States. Now, are we talking the Confederation of the States, or are we talking about the Fed? And folks, if you're not schooled in Reconstruction, you'd better go back and read that. What was that, 1867?
Yes, well, that's when they started this nonsense with the 14th Amendment. And of course, there were the Reconstruction Acts prior to the amendment.
Yeah.
Which mirror the language of the 14th Amendment. It's a little different, which I point out in my book, and it's very tricky what they've done, very deceptive.
Well, we have a problem in this country where everything is now federalized. You know, we talk about Homeland Security or this agency, the IRS, or that agency, the Environmental Protection Agency, all of which agencies, folks, agencies are not recognized by the Constitution of being backed by law. But again, these are departments that they cook up, you know, to get a bunch of people on a payroll, put badges on them, and maybe sometimes guns, and tell them that they have authority. Go forth, go tarry forth, and do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the problem we're having in a lot of areas in the states. And I've always argued, LB, rather than trying to kill the beast immediately in Washington, D.C., we should put up the ramparts in our respective states, nation states. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, the Republican powers that do not want Ron Paul to make it into the primary, so they're changing the rules. Quietly, and in some cases not telling us what the new rules truly are. When they're putting a deadline of October 12th to change your registration to Republican in order to vote for him in the primary. Okay, I'm going to get into this a little bit later, but they're changing the rules midstream. Change canoes, change paddles, change direction, it doesn't matter. They're trying everything that they possibly can to keep this guy out of the Republican ticket. It's amazing. At any rate, let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on?
Let's go to John in California. Hello, John.
Hello there, John. Hello there, Mr. Bork. Hope you guys are doing well today. I just wanted to throw a couple things that I've been reading into your discussion today, which I think is very timely. A man named Thomas DiLorenzo, who's a PhD in economics, or professor of economics, at Loyola College in Maryland, has in the last few years written a couple of books about the cult surrounding Abraham Lincoln. And believe me, Mr. DiLorenzo has not a very flattering opinion of Dishonest Abe and all of his efforts to, you know.
I lost him. What, did he just drop off, or you hit the wrong button? Okay, John, call back in, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both gone.
Okay, they're both gone. All right. Yeah, John, call back in. At any rate, I wanted to bring something to your attention because this, and again, this ties back in. First of all, let me set this thing up properly. Executive Order 12803 of April 30th of 1992. This was Daddy Bush. And what this is, it's the privatization. I'll just read the thing. Definitions. For purposes of this order, privatization means the disposition or transfer of the infrastructure asset, such as by sale or long-term lease, from a state or local government to a private party. Now notice it didn't say Fed, it said state or local government. Infrastructure asset means any asset financed in whole or in part by the federal government and needed for the functioning of the economy. Examples. Such assets include, but are not limited to, roads, tunnels, bridges, electricity supply facilities, mass transit, rail transportation, airports, ports, waterways, water supply facilities, recycling and wastewater treatment facilities, solid waste disposal facilities, housing, schools, prisons, and hospitals. Originally authorized purposes means the general objective of the original grant program. However, the term is not intended to include every condition required for a grantee to have obtained the original grant. And they talk about transfer price means the amount paid or to be paid by the private party for an infrastructure asset. If the asset is transferred and there's something left, okay, as a result of a competitive bidding, or the appraised value of the infrastructure asset as determined at the head of the executive department or agency of the director of the Office of Management and Budget. Now, I'm looking at this, and this is the whammy jammy that we have been seeing repeatedly here. We have foreign entities coming up and buying up and building. Of course, they're also building. I'm talking about the NAFTA super slab, the NAFTA highway. But highways are already in existence that were paid for by taxpayers, and we're also referring to interstates. The government, the Fed, owns the interstate, folks. You see the little red, white, and blue signs? That means Fed owns. We just get to enjoy the use of it or the privilege, but we pay many taxes to support that. Remember, the United States government doesn't generate any wealth whatsoever. It just merely redistributes the wealth, and if it's not there, they just mortgage your future by going to the banksters and borrowing against the future earnings of the American people. Now, LB, do you remember, what was this, last year, about the ports? They were going to bring in a private organization to run the ports?
Oh, yes, I remember that. Japanese, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
And
people got all up in arms, and Homeland Security was going, well, we can monitor this. And, well, the thing blew up in its face, and people got red-faced with anger, saying, well, what do you mean you're going to turn our ports over to a foreign entity? You know, your Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff's telling us that we're under threat, imminent threat, daily. We're under a yellow or an orange alert or whatever it is. And you're entertaining the idea of turning our ports over to, but here again, it goes right back to the executive order signed by Daddy Bush.
Yes.
Now, folks, let me tell you something. In Japan, they privatized the mail over there. There had been rumor that the United States government wanted to privatize the U.S. postal system. Now, not totally in the hands of a private corporation and feds are hands off. No, it's a marriage or a partnership between the federal government and a private entity. Now, I remember Mussolini calling it corporatism.
Yes.
And that was just a nice little word for fascism.
Yes.
And that's exactly what that is. So by that very definition, when we see these feeder interstates going to the super slabs that are being paid for, supposedly, a lot of these roads are on long-term leases, folks. Your toll roads in Indiana, for example, that are in existence right now, that, well, companies just aren't, foreign companies aren't buying it. They're just taking out 99-year leases. Now, do you think the federal government is going to give up total jurisdiction over those roads? Absolutely not, because the reason why the roads were built in the first place, it was modeled after Nazi Germany. Hitler had an idea to build an autobahn, heck of a highway, back in the 30s, and that main purpose was for troop and materiel movement in time of war. Same reason why Eisenhower did it here in the United States. These roads don't belong to us. But since, because of NAFTA and Security and Prosperity Partnership and all of these other globalist North American Union ideas, we're now starting to see what was laid down starting to coalesce and come together.
You know, the definition, international law definition of a pirate is someone that has no allegiance to his country or any country.
Because they don't have a country. They're just
these people don't have a country, so... Per definition, they're pirates.
Well, and yeah, I mean, you sail the high seas, you don't have any allegiance to anybody, you're just out there bootying for yourself.
That's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing. John's back from California. Hello, John.
And Mr. Bork, hello again.
Hi.
Hello.
And thanks for letting me come on again. I was just, I didn't know if I was making so much fun of a Dishonest Abe that maybe your call screener didn't like it or something, but I guess that's not true. So.
No, I have a gun hanging on the wall. They don't get out of line here.
Anyway, I was just trying to introduce this concept of nullification that maybe Mr. Bork knows a lot more about than I do. I was just citing a historical incident from a couple of books that I've been reading that were authored by a man named Dr. Thomas DiLorenzo, who, by the way, writes a lot of columns for LouRockwell.com. He's a regular columnist there. But these are books. One of them is entitled Lincoln Unmasked, and the other one is called The Real Lincoln. And they're talking about this theory of nullification, which goes hand-in-hand with secession. And they're talking about some historical incidents that occurred that, again, I was never aware of this. So I read this book. I didn't have, you know, I had history classes in school just like you guys did. But they're talking about the so-called BUS, the Bank of the United States, which is one of these central banks that was trying to get their tentacles into the various states in the early 1800s, 1814, 1816, right around that time. And apparently Illinois and Indiana amended their state constitutions. They didn't want the Bank of the United States involved in their jurisdictions. They prohibited branches from being established. And then the Bank of the United States sued and brought about this famous McCulloch versus Maryland decision by Chief Justice John Marshall, you know, and then the state of Ohio got into the act, and they pretty much said, you know, the heck with you people, the federal government, that's unconstitutional, you know, and they sent some state auditors out to the Bank of the United States and told them, you know, and really to get money that the state thought was theirs, belonged to the state and not to the Bank of the United States. And, you know, auditors were clambering over the desks and grabbing the money. And then I guess the Bank of the United States sued the state of Ohio again and cited this John Marshall McCulloch versus Maryland case. And the state of Ohio just said, you kind of thumbed their nose at him and said, you know, you can make all the pronouncements you want, Mr. Supreme Court Chief Justice, but since you don't have any powers of enforcement, come and enforce it. You know, those are my words. It's not in the book, but I mean, it's kind of the way it reads. But apparently, the state legislature felt no obligation to obey Marshall's ruling, and pretty much what Ohio did was then they said they would return this money that they you know confiscated if the Bank of the United States left the state, and if it did not, they would pass a law which would prevent the jailing of any citizen who defied the bank. Now, this is really, you know, this is more than just thumbing one's nose at the federal government. This is, you know, using that middle finger almost. And right after that, then I guess four other states, Kentucky, Connecticut, New York, and New Hampshire, issued almost identical rulings. And all of this became the basis for, in my opinion, one of the greatest presidents in the history of our country, a backwoodsman by the name of Andrew Jackson. And he fought the bank, and the happy ending was he won. You know, and I was just wondering if you had any additional comments to make about this concept of nullification that seems to have played quite a bit a role in our history that I think is very intentionally covered up.
Well, the reason they cover everything up is because this is a commercial plantation. I believe it's the model for the New World Order.
Correct. Yeah.
Going to the Communist Manifesto, this is all a grand plan. You know, it's not a conspiracy theory because all the pieces fit together too well.
Correct.
And it's the nature of the talk today or my visit on the show. But the communists are, pinned with doing away with countries and nationalities.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Communist Manifesto. And the 14th Amendment took care of 50 countries and nationalities,
right.
Not at that time, but figuratively.
Right.
At this time, we're all called nationals and citizens of the United States. Of course, I'm not. I took my nationality back 10 years ago after I found out what they were doing. But as far as enforcement, the Reconstruction Acts were said to be unlawful by Andrew Johnson.
Right.
He was the successor to Lincoln after he got shot.
Absolutely right.
And he said they were unlawful. So what they did with the 14th Amendment, and let me quote the Declaration of Independence, and it deals with total freedom and doing away with involuntary servitude. The statement, governments are instituted by the consent of the governed. And this is my claim to fame, or some people don't want to buy into it because they don't believe these people are this evil. But if you look at Section 2 of the 14th Amendment,
mm-hmm.
and Lysander Spooner also went over these issues to a point, but I don't think he looked at the difference between the language and the Reconstruction Acts and Section 2 of the 14th Amendment. It's buried in there, and it says the right to vote is denied except for participation in rebellion.
Okay, I'm sure Lysander Spooner also had quite a few things to say about Abraham Lincoln, none of which were also very flattering.
Yeah. Now, I haven't studied Lincoln in depth. I know of the books that you mentioned. Matter of fact, they're posted on the People's Awareness Coalition website.
But yeah.
I have not studied him because it's a historical thing.
Yeah.
And trivia in my book, and all those things are important, but the law as it's written is more important to me because that's how they're getting away with this.
Well,
anyway, if you look up insurgent in Webster's 1828 dictionary, they go into rebellion there, and the purpose of a rebel is turning his sovereignty, the sovereignty of his country, over to another power. And the United States did not have the power to politically control the states individually. So what they did is write this into Section 2 of the 14th Amendment, which everyone that's participating in elections right now is turning the sovereign power of their country over to the United States. And as I was talking about with the gray area they're playing with, it creates a very deep legal quagmire. And there are the remedies for the people, but because of their ignorance and their willfulness to participate in this unlawful system, it perpetuates itself.
Yeah,
we were talking about Ron Paul earlier. I agree to support Ron Paul, but basically, we can't vote for him without tying yourself to a rebellion against the Republic.
Well, yeah, and this is where... Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I've been thinking about that lately. We've been told to extricate ourselves from the matrix. And with that goes the power to vote. With that goes with choosing your representative, your statesman of your choice. Now, granted, and I don't think this is subject to debate between you and I, LB, that the government has flipped. It is, in fact, a de facto government. We know that, as well as the states, same way. Neither one are following the Constitution in important areas. Why should we commerce in funny money? Do you know that we could have a rebellion of the states here by the state governors calling up Georgie Bush in Washington and saying, hey, George, you know, we've had enough of this funny money system. We want an honest money, and if you don't give it to us, we're just going to deny your Federal Reserve notes, and we're going to write our own script through our own banks in the state. And that's how we're going to conduct commerce.
Now,
the problem here, and John, hang on the line here.
Sure.
Because I'm going round robin on this deal. But I've got a real problem here. And the problem is that we need to fix this matrix from the inside out, not from the outside in. And I'll explain more about that after this break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Yeah, before the break, I brought this up. A lot of states have gone to the efforts of electing a governor, electing their representatives, senators, congressmen, so on and so forth. And all that was fine and dandy. It all sounded good. But I asked the important question, okay, where's the enforcement? Where is the power to walk in to your state governor's office and the state legislatures and say, excuse me, you got to vacate that chair. You're the de facto guys, and we're the de jure guys. We're here. Bye-bye. Where's the enabling clause in order to do that? That has been my problem with this. And it all looked fine and dandy, and everybody had a good time electing people, and it was all great fun. But that's all it turned out to be is fun, because there was no existing power behind it. Now, when I say that, LB, I know you're chomping at the bit to tell me, well, yeah, it's the Constitution. Yeah, I understand that. But I'm saying, what is the enabling mechanism to walk into the state buildings and say, you know what, you've been misrepresenting, you have been not acting in the interest, you have been not acting constitutionally, you're out of here. And don't tell me you were elected by the people, because that doesn't wash. You're in violation of so many different things, I don't even want to get into it, just get out.
As I stated earlier, because they are doing unlawful things, and it is a game of deception, and who they can get to buy into participating. And there were debates about this particular issue during the Civil War period in regards to the 14th Amendment. You know, they just said, just put any law in place and the people fall for it, hook, line, and sinker, and so they did. But there is a statute to challenge the constitutionality of the apportionment of Congress and the state legislatures, legislative body.
Mm-hmm.
So there are tools in place. I don't talk much about it, because I don't want these patriot types out there screwing it up like they've screwed everything else up. I've been trying to round up people to correct their nationality so we have the proper standing to go after these issues.
Right.
And it's a big hurdle to overcome, because I think you mentioned earlier, John, that everyone's running around with their heads cut off and they don't have time to do anything.
Well, and they don't, and they're just busy trying to survive right now.
Right.
And I would like a Christmas present. I'd like to unwrap it and go, oh, when I open up the box, there's the brand new Fed and state governments.
That'd
go.
Be nice.
Yeah, it really would.
Then we could get back to our lives.
But until as such time that you have support of the governed,
right,
which we do not have, and worse still, you know, I'm watching my numbers online here. And it's amazing to me that we talk about interests of core issues in this country, and people can't be bothered with that, and are out doing their gardening or whatever, washing their cars, or it doesn't matter. But until you get educated in this sort of thing, how can you be a teacher to your fellow American?
It's hard. They don't want to hear it.
No, they don't. I mean, they don't understand.
I had over 1,000 hits. I had a couple people email their list out 1 week. I got over 1,000 hits on my book in a week, and I didn't sell, I think, two. Because I boiled it down to, it's a book about law, and everyone's been brainwashed or compartmentalized into thinking, oh, law, I can't do that. That's for lawyers.
All right. Hey, John, do me a favor. If you have any follow-up or any other questions, just hang on. I'll carry you through the top of the hour break. 800-313-9443
sure.
is the call number, folks. Do you have any questions, points of clarification, any interest whatsoever in what I'm talking about? It's only the Republic. It's only the law. Come on, folks. If you don't understand it, at least call up and say, I don't even understand what you're talking about. We'll do our best to try to explain it. If you don't get it, then how can you be part of it? It's pretty simple. We'll be right back. Hour two coming up.
It's true.